Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Morning, it's Quinny Cantera, Picks 106.
Hey, it's Michael. I got Rutledge for you.
Sounds good.
Rutledge, you're on with Quinn and Cantera.
Good morning.
Rutledge Wood, everybody.
How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing great. How y'all doing?
We're good. We're talking to Rutledge Wood, NBC Sports, Floor is Lava, American Barbecue Showdown, Hyperdrive.
Top Gear.
What else you got on your resume, Rutledge?
You know what I do? I got a lawn service. I'm thinking about doing a pool company. We can clean it. We can put chlorine in it. I'm just trying to do a little bit of everything, you know? I got three daughters. I got to make sure I can put them through college one day. So
We were prepping for this interview, Rutledge, and we're like, we both look at each other, Quinn and I, we go, can this guy really be this happy? You seem pretty happy, man.
Well, I mean, it's pretty easy if you think about it. I mean, I get to host these ridiculously fun things. And, you know, I knew one day, I was like, I think one day I don't want to have to wear a suit. I don't want to have a cubicle. And it's fair. I may have just overshot that boundary. I'm just going to keep running.
Nice. So what did you think you were going to do for a living for, you know, the rest of your life when you were younger? You certainly didn't think I'm going to host The Floor is Lava, which I think is the coolest job ever. What did you think? What did you want to be?
I want you to know that I genuinely watched Mark Summers on Double Dare, and I thought, man, one day, wouldn't that be so cool to do something like that? I went to school for marketing, and I knew that I loved people, I loved cars. And so it's funny, my first like kind of job out of school was for country music television, and I did mobile marketing for them all over the country. And it was just too small to like work my way up. They only had like three or four people on air, and I was like, all right, I'm going to figure this out. So I started showing up to a local radio station. I learned a bunch of stuff there. I started hosting karaoke with another friend, and I learned a bunch of stuff there. And I was like, okay, I got to keep figuring this out. And eventually, I got my foot in the door through a Craigslist ad for the Speed Channel to be on their marketing team.
Come on.
And I kept telling everybody, like, hey, I'm hating to be here on TV. And it was actually for NASCAR, which I knew almost nothing about.
But
wow. I love cars and I love people. So that was kind of how it all sort of started, but it was definitely, I felt like I was either going to figure out how to make it on TV, because for me it was the best way to make the most people smile at once, or I was going to have to go back to school and get a master's and get a teaching degree, and then I could go teach and make kids smile every day. So
did you know Matt?
I still can't believe it happened.
Did you work with Matt Zacho in Stanford when you worked for the Speed Channel?
I didn't, because I was out of Charlotte.
Okay.
But I knew a bunch of people that were up there, and so I was kind of on the southern leg of it.
I hear the Speed Channel people, they like to party. That's the word, Cantor.
Is that the word?
Yeah.
Not speed?
Yeah, they like to party hardy.
Rutledge Wood, he's a renaissance man, but he's also hosting season 3 of Floor is Lava. But aren't you a gearhead? Are you any good with a wrench and stuff?
Absolutely. I was wrenching this weekend. I think that's kind of the joy of Floor is Lava, is the producers let me have a little influence on this crazy mansion that turns out we flooded with some lava I bought on Craigslist. But there's a garage that has my drum set in it, and it's got an old Porsche 356 Speedster in there. So, yeah, I try to wrench as much as I can. I've got a YouTube channel. Let's be honest, I have 19 jobs. So when I'm not doing one of those others, I try to work on some of my projects.
I guess my question is while you were trying to find yourself, you already like could do, you were talented enough to fix vehicles. That never crossed your mind as a career?
Well, I mean, I was buying and selling cars and cleaning them up. And certainly, like, I have always, I think that's always been a through line. I've always kind of hustled and flipped cars, but I don't think I'm talented enough at it. Like, I can't weld. I have welded. You would look at it and think Ray Charles did it. So I don't think professionally
got it.
I'm good enough to do that. But also, like, I worked at a body shop a couple summers, and then I realized I was coughing up the same color stuff of the cars that I was standing day.
Yeah, the old mask.
I don't know if this is for me. Well, oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, brutal.
Did you do a show where you went around to various raceways, or you went around with the tour NASCAR cop and stuff?
Yeah.
Where you did little backstories on the raceways, right?
Yeah. So, my friend Matt Dillner did a show with Dale Jr. Called Lost Speedways, but I did a couple other shows where, especially like for NBC, we did one called Racing Roots, where you go back to these old racetracks with drivers that are from there and kind of learn about them. So it's always been something special for me to get that kind of appreciation of the cars and the tracks and places where we've been, you know.
Favorite raceway?
Ooh, that's tricky. I'm going to say Atlanta Motor Speedway is number one, just because it's been such a big supporter in my career. But it's hard not to love, like, Road America or Watkins Glen. The road courses are so fun. Bristol's awesome, too. Bristol's like racing in a cereal bowl.
So, Rutledge Wood, you got a prediction for the NASCAR champ this season?
Oh, gosh. I would love to see Denny Hamlin do it, but it would also be cool to see Christopher Bell, Ryan Blaney. I think I'm ready for a new champion. You know, we've got three past champions in there. Denny's the only other one that's in there right now in the running who has been in second and understood that pressure. A lot of these young guys, I don't know if they understand what it's like to get to Phoenix with a shot at this. So,
when you guys were putting Flores Lava together, did you consider the influence of recreational drugs that is coming out now and like how you got to step it up?
I'm starting to think this is a running theme, because another group said on hallucinogens, this would be a totally different ballgame.
First thing
you know
I thought.
I don't think we considered that at all. The amount of kids that have asked, hey, is there going to be a kids show? And if I told y'all how many pictures I've received from urgent cares all over the country, but with really, like, the parents are oddly happy, because they're like, look, they were being active. We had the whole family in on it. I knew we had done something great when Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell, who are buddies with Dax through Top Gear, they were asking, like, so can we be on? Who else would we need? And then Dale Earnhardt Jr. wants to do the show, and now his daughters love the show. So I feel like, I mean, there's something happening. I don't know if it has to be mushrooms, but I think there's some magic behind the show.
Whoever brought that concept, because every kid has played Flores Lava, It was really a smart move. Hey, we'll watch you season 3 on Netflix, man. Nice to meet you, Rutledge.
Nice to meet y'all. Thank you so much for having me. Hope you love the show.
It's Rutledge Wood, host of Flores Lava, among a million other things. Quinn and Cantara, Picks 106.